is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, yes, yes, wagon. Brad, the big noise, up here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And on this Freaky Friday, all the pigskin has sprouted some wings. It is flapping. It is prepared to take off. It is week zero of the college football season, which means we got to earn some cold, hard college cash. So, Lundy, looking at the rather unexciting, but it's still football, week zero, a list of options at your disposal, whether it's a side, whether it's a total. Maybe you built a parlay with some alt lines. What is tickling your pickle there in the co-ed market?
First of all, let's leave my pickle out of this. It's the weekend. I really don't want to commit to anything that dramatic here early on a Friday. However, that said, you talked about the fact that the college football had sprouted wings. Do you know what they did? They flew. They flew to the land of Guinness. They flew to Dublin.
Oh, and that is
where we will find the midshipmen. You have to say that carefully, especially if you're on the airwaves regulated by the FCC. The midshipmen of Navy taking on Notre Dame. Brad, do you know what's happened? 10 out of the last 12 times these two teams have played, the over. Give me the over in this one at 48.5. Now, let me tell you why I'm getting seduced by this one. It's not just for the idea that they have done this in 10 out of their last dozen meetings. It's also because DraftKings gave me a 100% boost for any bet on the Navy-Notre Dame game that will take place on Saturday afternoon. So what that does, if you want to play the over or if you want to fade me and play the under at the 48.5, which is where it sits right now, that boost changes the standard juice of minus 110 to plus 182. So whether you're thinking about Notre Dame, you're thinking about Navy to be able to cover, which sits at 20.5, by the way. Maybe you like the total like I do. If you've got DK and they're giving you that boost, take advantage of it. So that's where I'm going with that boost to plus 182. I'm taking the over in that contest at Aviva Stadium in Dublin tomorrow afternoon. What do you got?
Yeah, raising to get us to that one as well. I tell you what, just on the fly here, I'd love to build an SGP and take Navy up to maybe like 24.5 points on the spread and take that total down and then slam the over and then use that profit boost at DraftKings to get it somewhere in the low plus 100 odds. So that's how I would approach that. But the game that I really like in week zero of the college football season, I am going to drill down and mine for some gold with UTEP. Lundy, do you know who the famous UTEP alum that is currently in the NFL is?
Brett Favre.
Right team. It is Aaron Jones of the Green Bay Packers, a guy who I fell in love with watching on the late night tips of his UTEP action back in the day. And, of course, he was a late-round pick, and he's been a fantasy football sensation ever since leaving the collegiate ranks and heading to the Packers era of the NFL. So I'm going to go with his alma mater and those UTEP miners and lay the un punto. Best line right now at BetMGM. A little bit higher juice at minus 115, and they are on the road against Jacksonville State, who had just joined the FBS level. This is their very first game. Why I'm on UTEP, it's all about Gavin Hardison, the senior quarterback, has a number of starts underneath his belt, a lot of experience there. Yeah, he only completed 52.1% of his attempts a season ago, but a guy that should be able to move the ball quite frequently against arguably one of the worst defense, at least on paper, entering the college football season. According to ESPN's Power Index in college football, Jacksonville State is rated next to last in that preseason ranking. UTEP was very good offensively last season, number 42 in yards allowed. Lost a couple of key pieces, but they've also replenished and have some leftovers that I think are going to be more than average in that category. So knowing, too, that Zion Webb is a starter for Jacksonville State, coached by Rich Rodriguez. That's a name I haven't heard for a while. But Zion Webb only had a 10-9 touchdown interception split in 11 games last year. So Edge at the quarterback for UTEP. Edge on defense. I think he'll be able to run the ball and have some balance as well. And I love the value here on the road to be those Warriors Miners on minus one at Jacksonville State. With those bets on the board, football is back. Let's get after it with some baseball talk in the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on the countdown today. Regulators, mount up. Ryan Mountcastle, it seems like every time I feature him here on the pod, he fails me, but I am going to go back to that poisoned well, and hopefully I'm not going to keel over, and it's going to be game, set, match for me all my life, but I like him on the over to get an RBI against Nate Lundy's favorite baseball team, the Colorado Pebbles. Plus 120 there at BetMGM. Here's what's fascinating about Mountcastle. If you bet on the over on total bags, Lundy, right now at DraftKings, like minus 140. So if you're looking for some value on the line, it's in the RBI market. And you look what he has done of late. He's gotten RBI at least in five of his last seven games. And he's going against a left-hander, Kyle Freeland. We feature on this pod. I picked on him repeatedly. And all Mountcastle does is mash lefties, batting 347 to 1,087 OPS on the season. He's hitting 352 over the last 30 days. And Freeland on the road, a 5.40 ERA. And on top of that, in his last five starts, a 6.23 ERA. And it gets worse, giving up a 310 batting average to right-handed hitters who Mountcastle is. So you got to pack a saddle, you got to throw it up on the horse, and mount up with me on Ryan Mountcastle over a half a ribby against the Colorado Rockies, plus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow.
I make money on Mountcastle when you keep his name out of your mouth. That's my concern right now. When he pops up on the podcast is when he – you know, like goes, you know, like one for three with two walks, right? And so he scores a run, but he doesn't get you your ribby. However, because we're flipping the script here, looking at the total bases and trying to find value based on the way that it's juiced up, this is the right play. I'm just worried that you're going to jinx him again, my man.
Yeah, look, I'm going to storm the castle. Probably got to take an arrow of the heart. Just don't hurt me, Ryan Mountcastle. Please, knock a damn run in. It's Colorado.
Number four.
All right, number four, let's hop into the old Chevy and drive down the lane, as in Thomas. I'm going to take the over on total bases. That number sitting at 1.5 in Miami against Braxton Garrett and the Marlins, plus 130. Yeah, work those shoulders again. Available at DraftKings. Similar to Ryan Mountcastle, Lane Thomas has done some serious damage against LHPs this year, evidenced by his 348 batting average and 996 OPS he's collected. Bat 286, nothing to scoff at there the last 15 days. And he's hit the over on total bags in five of his last eight contests. Now, he's faced Garrett nine times in his MLB career, has one hit. But that one hit, well, it went over the damn wall for a home run. So he has some experience, has had some success against Garrett, who's got a 4.98 ERA in home starts this season. So tally it all up. Rev the engine, driving down the lane, as in Thomas of the Washington Nationals on the over 1.5 total bases in SoFlo, plus 130 at DraftKings. Lundy, fair to follow.
I'll follow on this one, but I also want to throw out there that if you're thinking about an SGP in this contest between the Nats and the Marlins, snag Thomas. Just go for a hit. Just make him one of the simple legs for you. Pops the juice up a little bit higher, depending upon how you want to be able to play this one. I like this as a standalone. I don't know if I were doing an SGP that I'd use the total bases. I think I'd just go ahead and go, all right, dude, just get me one, right? Like cover my bases. Don't get greedy within the SGP. But it's a favorable matchup for him, despite the fact that it's on the road. As you said, grab the Chevy, head down the lane.
Yeah, hopefully Lane Thomas is going to cash in for me and do it for all the Thomases out there. Frank Thomas, Dave Thomas from Wendy's, all the Thomases.
Number three.
Yeah, that was definitely a throwback reference there to Dave Thomas. Rest in peace. What was he, like the founder of Wendy's? I love Wendy's. Big fan of their chicken nuggets. Big fan of the burgers. Not so big a fan of the fries. But the Frosties are delicious. And so is this player prop. Spencer Strider. Give me the over 18 and a half outs on the left coast against the Giants. Plus 140. I was shocked the juice is this juicy. Available there at DraftKings. I say jump all over it. Why? Well, the Giants have been miniaturized in terms of what they have done in the score offensively. Number 29, next to last in the bigs of the last 2 weeks in total run score, plating just 41 dudes in 12 games. Now, Strider, quite respectable, 3.31 road ERA this year. The K per nine, a little bit lower. It's 14 plus at home, 12.84 on the road, and that's good for this wager. Supports it because the pitch count he may be able to keep down. He just faced San Francisco at home back on August 18th, and he went seven strong in that one. I do worry about the 3.21 walks per nine mark. A little bit high there. Makes me uncomfortable in his road turns the rotation. But he has gone over this, meaning he gets the 6 2/3 or longer in the game in four of his last five. So, Lundy, like me, are you going to get seduced by that juice on Spencer Strider over 18 ounce against the San Francisco Giants plus 140? Available at DraftKings.
You are going to get hooked. I'm fading. He's going to go exactly 6.0 innings, and you are going to get hooked, my friend. So I'm staying away from this one. I'm fading. I know it's easy to get seduced by the juice, but I think it is plus 140 for a reason. I think he is going to get to six, and then when that scoreboard operator flips that digit over to number seven, all of a sudden Atlanta is in the bullpen, and Strider finishes one out away from being able to cash this one for you. Sorry, my friend, I got to fade.
Well, Spencer Strider with that remarkable cookie duster, he is going to earn all the chips, ahoy. Take the over on outs.
Number two.
Numero dos, and let's stick in the starting pitcher outs market and go with the professor who is going to teach a class today in Pittsburgh there at PNC, and that's Kyle Hendricks of Chicago Cubs. Give me the over 17 and a half ounce against the Buccos with the 50% odds boost there at DraftKings. You apply it to this one. It increases the juice to plus 111. Quite appetizing there, and I think he's going to satisfy my betting hunger as a result. You look at what Kyle Hendricks has done this year, a guy that's been pretty effective on the road, really more so than he has been at home, evidenced by his ERA splits. Now, the Pirates, middle of the pack, number 16 in total runs scored here last couple of weeks. He just faced the Pirates back on June 21st and went 6 1/3. So cleared the 17 and a half over on outs with relative ease. And I think it's going to be more of the same. He has done this in five of his last seven starts as the Cubs have really been smoking hot offensively and on the mound here of late. And I think that streak shall continue. So fade or follow the professor Kyle Hendricks over 17 and a half outs in Pittsburgh against those fighting pierogies. Plus 111 with the odds boosted DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Why are the pierogies fighting, Brad?
Oh, well, look, because they're trying to save their lives for the people that are very hungry in the stands.
What I all of a sudden pierogies went from this like comfort food to like a wartime activity.
Pierogies are pugilistic in nature. I'm telling you.
Okay. All right. You run with it. I just was a little curious as to how, I mean, I understand, you know, you can stuff them with different things. I could see some of them being a little bit on the aggressive side. I just wanted to make sure. We're now going to get hit up on social media with people that want to discuss pierogies. So I digressed us there a little bit. Love this one. Love, love, love this one. It's a great use of the boost with DraftKings. I definitely think Hendricks is hitting that number. Again, I've said it. I know I'm a broken record on this pod. I get nervous when I'm doing outs props for road pitchers as opposed to home, but this is a favorable matchup for Hendricks. I think you got to jump on this one. Take advantage of the boost. Get it into plus territory.
I like the Cubs mascot, Clark. There's no reason to wear pants. Bet on the over. Kyle Hendricks, 17 and a half outs.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5. I have no flippin' idea what the juice is. I don't care. I am going to bet on it. It is an SGP. Mets are taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, Orange County, SoCal. And I'm going to go all Kodai Senga all the time. And I have featured this SGP several times on this broadcast, and I'm going to go back and drink from those replenishing waters of the well, unlike the poison waters I mentioned earlier with Ryan Mountcastle. But I think Kodai Senga gets at least five strikeouts. Kodai Senga walks at least two against those Halos. We don't know what the odds are. My guess is it'll be low minus, like minus 110, minus 115, maybe minus 120. And again, if you use that odds boost instead on Kyle Hendricks, but on this, you can get this into plus territory. Very confident of that. I would, truth be told, play the Senga K's line up to six. So if you want to go six in two walks, I would encourage it. And that may be a little plus money as a result. Here's the reason why. You look at Los Angeles, the Angels not walking it nearly as much as they showed earlier this season. We'll see if Otani's in the lineup dealing with that second opinion on his UCL. But LAA over the last 2 weeks, they walked at 7% of the time. That's number 23 in Major League Baseball. However, they are striking out the six most times of any team in the bigs during that stretch, and that number being 26% of their plate appearances. Now, in terms of the five and two lines you see on your screen, Senga's done this in five consecutive starts and 15 of 23. When he is at home, which this game is being played on the right coast, 11.06 K per nine mark, but still a four plus walks per nine. So that ghost fork, it's got a baffle hitters, also got to baffle Senga at times when the guys lay off of it and earn that base on balls. So again, I don't know what the juice is. And as I said, full disclosure, I would tick up Senga to six strikeouts to go along with the two walks to get this at low plus money, whether low minus money, low plus money, you pick your poison. You see my selection there on the board. Lundy, fade or follow the five and two marks on Kodai Senga.
Well, okay. First of all, you're playing with my emotions here with the fact that we actually don't know what the hell the odds are. Okay, so you're asking me to speculate here, Brad, and but this is just what he does. You know, I mean, it's exactly what he does. So, yes, we're waiting to see what's going on with Otani. That's why there aren't any lines, things like that, that are there. Roll with it as best you can. Get this one ready. Just keep an eye on the books. Check every now and then this afternoon. Figure out what they're going to lock and load this one at. But take Senga. We've used this a billion times on the damn pod. So just take advantage of it. Run with it. I'm good. I like this one. I'm with you.
Double down, triple down. I'm quadrupling down on everything Kodai Senga and strikeouts and walks. Lundy, it's your favorite part of the show. It's bonus time. Whether it's the NFL preseason, got a couple of games tonight and a few over the weekend. Whether it's college football week zero, whether it's Major League Baseball or something else, you can bet on pickleball now at some sports books. What do you got for me?
Well, first of all, the old ladies that play pickleball in the neighborhood next to mine, I ain't betting on those fools. Because I'm pretty sure they are suburban Chardonnay drunk while they're doing pickleball. So it starts to get difficult to predict with the pickleball when they start getting drunk. I want to go back to the top of the pod, by the way. I'm not buying your UTEP bet. I'm not.
Are you on Jacksonville State? Seriously?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know why. I just am. I'm probably completely wrong. I just want to throw that out there that I'm not. I mean, I know it's there. I know they just moved up. I know it's FBS, but they won their conference last year. I mean, this isn't a shitty Jacksonville State team. That's all. I'm just
the defense is rather smelly, I feel, Lundy. Yeah, so we shall see who is on the right side of the ledger here in the end.
Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. All right. College football. I already gave you the Notre Dame Navy over 10 out of the last 12 times. I told you 100% boost sitting there on DraftKings. That's what I'm jumping in on. But here is a two-leg alt total for you. Let me bring Notre Dame and Navy down to 44.5. Let me take Hawaii and Vanderbilt from Nash Vegas. I'm going to take them down to 51.5. Play both of those overs. It is a plus 132 at DraftKings. No boost, no nothing. Just straight up. That's me pulling both of those totals pretty far down on the old slider scale there that DraftKings has implemented in their most recent upgrade on the software. So 132 on those. I like both game totals by themselves on the over. I want to be clear about that. All I'm doing is buying myself some space, bringing it down, but still giving myself the plus odds while we're at it. Let's go back to the Cubs and the Pirates, shall we? Dansby Swanson. Give me the over on total bases for Dansby, which you can play right now. I think I saw it this morning, plus 130 over at DK. 4-for-7 lifetime against Mitch Keller, including three of those four hits that he has against Keller are doubles. So he can easily do it with one swing. He also could wind up doing something like 2-for-4 with a couple of singles. He's up over that total. So we already outlined the Cubs and the Pirates game in terms of Brad locking and loading on the outs for Kyle Hendricks. But I do think Swanson gets the job done as well. Let me go over to the Dodgers and the Red Sox. SGP for you. I just need one hit out of each of these guys. Give me Rafael Devers, who's got a 267 lifetime going up against Lance Lynn. Justin Turner, 333 lifetime. Smaller sample size, I get it, but both of those guys with success, and all I need is a hit. I'm not looking for total bases here, but they both have history against Lance Lynn and have success against him. And then, I'm sorry, were you watching Mookie Betts yesterday, people? For crying out loud. Holy shit, that guy is hot right now. 12-game hitting streak, including the fact that I think he probably just got another hit in the doubleheader, the pseudo doubleheader that happened yesterday. He's on a 12-game hitting streak, as I just said. So, Devers, Turner, and Mookie Betts. Each one of those gentlemen managed to pull down a nice, tasty, reaching base safely, plus 140 over at DraftKings. And on that SGP, by the way, between the Sox and the Dodgers, I'm not so sure that I wouldn't consider adding Tristan Casas into that mix as well. As a guy that I think is also going to wind up getting a hit today. So this might be one that I lay down solid unit bet on the first three legs that I just gave you. And then I might do a half unit bet by adding Casas in there as well. In terms of his success that I think he can have against Lance Lynn. So just throwing that one out there as well. You could take a three-legger, make it into a four-legger. I did that yesterday with a particular SGP where I played it two different ways, played it as a three-leg, then added a fourth, wound up hitting both, which was great. If you're following the spreadsheet, you're following me on Twitter, at Nate Lundy. We're up 8 units in baseball this week. Been very successful. A couple of good SGPs that hit at over plus 200. So like those, have some fun with the college football tomorrow. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, team waivers time, Lundy. You mentioned Lance Lynn going to Beantown, taking on those Red Sox. He is part of this parlay play, and it's just two legs, but a very juicy, very spicy plus 258 without any kind of boost available at DraftKings. I think Lance Lynn goes at least, 5 2/3. That's all I need. That's 16.5 ounce on the over against Boston. And then give me Zach Eflin over 17.5 ounce. He will go 6 strong at home against the New York Yankees. And again, plus 258 there at DraftKings. You look at Lance Lynn. Yeah, Boston number 4 in total runs scored here over the last couple of weeks. So they have been swinging some hot sticks, to say the least. But as a member of the LA Dodgers, he has gone 6 strong. And again, I only need 5 2/3 in 3 of his first 4 start. He is exhibiting more efficiency on the bump, which he did not do on the south side as a member of the White Sox earlier. His walks per 9 way down. He went 5 2/3 innings against Boston earlier this season on June 24th. And that game had 3 earned runs, only 1 walk and 7 strikeouts, doing an identical performance and that leg cashes. And then you look at Zach Eflin, a guy that just steadily gets over 17 and a half outs, and the Yankees, a team that's just struggling very mightily offensively. And with that game being at home, where Eflin has had a heck of a lot more success, I believe that leg cashes as well. So Lance Lynn over 16 and a half outs, Zach Eflin over 17 and a half outs, and a plus 258 there at DraftKings. That is your hashtag Team Huevos parlay play of the day. All right, back to the college gridiron. I like the Aztecs of San Diego State. I'm going to lay the 2.5 against the visiting OHIO Bobcats. This is all about a supreme defense, which I believe San Diego State possesses, versus a very good offense spearheaded by quarterback Curtis Work of the Bobcats. And they've got excellent wide receivers in the stable as well. But Rourke is coming off the ACL injury, so this is his first game, but the bullets really flying. Got to travel cross country for this one as well. And you got a questionable run defense on top of that, highly suspect on paper for Ohio. So I believe San Diego State, with that defense, all going to be about ground a pound and ball control. They got a veteran quarterback and Jalen Maiden taking snaps under center. Only completed 59.3% of his passes last year, but it's all about defense, defense, and more defense. San Diego State scores the cover. They could take this one, yar, by the hook and win by 3 over OHIO. Back to the diamond in Major League Baseball. I like Dane Dunning over 4.5 strikeouts on the road against the Twinkies at minus 145. I ain't scared of that juice. Minnesota, the second highest K percentage of any team in Major League Baseball last couple of weeks. And we have seen a massive K per nine spike with Dane Dunning of the Rangers since the All-Star break. Before the break, it was at 5.77. Since, 9.30. Get a lot of weak contact as well. We've seen a sharp rise in ground ball percentage. He's gone over this strikeouts prop in 3 of his last 4, make it 4 of his last 5. I think he does that on the over 4.5 Ks in Minnesota. Yu Darvish, meanwhile, I believe will have some control issues at least a couple of times. I say he goes over 1.5 walks in his contest against the Milwaukee Brewers on the road. Milwaukee, number 3, and based on balls percentage the last couple of weeks in Major League Baseball, earning that free pass 10.5% of the time. And you look at Darvish in his splits at home, he has a 2.86 walks per 9 mark, but on the road, that rises to 3.38. He has gone over this in 7 of his last 10. Love it, especially at a very affordable minus 130 there at DraftKings on Darvish over 1.5 walks. And then last, and certainly not least, let's go to the NFL, because we do have a pair of preseason games. I think some of the first stringers going to play a series or two in this one, but I like the Tennessee Titans catching 2 against the New England Patriots. The Patriots have a very questionable run defense this season on the first team. It's much worse when you talk about second stringers and third stringers. They gave up a 119 last week on the ground to Green Bay Packers running backs and McSorley and Cunningham, the backup quarterbacks of Mac Jones, highly suspect. I think the key in this game is going to be Tajay Spears, who had a brilliant touchdown run last week, the rookie at running back for the Tennessee Titans. You know they're all about ground and pound. And he got Malik Willis, too, who's got to get extensive action and run in this game, who's completed 61.9% of his attempts in the preseason, and we know about his duality. So I love the value here on the Titans at home, taking on the Pats, catching 2 points, minus 110. DraftKings, BetMGM, FanDuel, I think the line is identical pretty much at every sportsbook imaginable. Hey, guess what? I'm out of breath. I'm out of time. And we got to go. If you enjoy this podcast, drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? Also, fade or follow us on the X, going to give it to you, or the Twitter, Nate Lundy, at Nate Lundy. All of his free spreadsheet picks can be found there. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos. For the handsome, for the delightful Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Enjoy week 0 of college football. Meaningful games are back. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.